And it's now time for the noontime news, again, on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1260, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota. As we take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Friday, April 19th of 2024, good afternoon, I'm Chris Fee. First on our world and national news headlines, an apparent Israeli drone attack on a major airbase near the central city of Isfahan activated Iranian air defenses. The strike early Friday came just days after Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on Israel. Speaking at the G7 meeting in Capri, Italian Foreign Minister Antonio Tajani said the U.S. received last-minute information from Israel about the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken did not dispute that immediately after Tahani's remarks, but said, "We were not involved in any offensive operations." The apparent attack came on Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah al-Khamenei's 85th birthday, with Israeli politicians also making comments hinting that the country had launched an attack. Lawyers are working to round out the panel of 12 jurors and six alternates who will hear Donald Trump's hush money trial. If jury selection is completed today, it could set the stage for opening statements as early as Monday. After arriving at the courthouse, the former president railed against a gag order that had prosecutors seeking to hold him in contempt of court. After a jury of 12 New Yorkers was seated Thursday, lawyers have turned their attention to picking alternates who can vow to set aside their personal views and impartially judge the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. The House has pushed a $95 billion national security aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and other U.S. allies closer to passage. A key procedural vote gained approval today to move ahead with the bill, Democrats joining Republicans in a rare assist. House Speaker Mike Johnson has been making the rounds on conservative media, working to salvage the wartime funding, particularly for Ukraine as it faces critical moments battling Russia. His own job is also under threat as the restless right flank threatens to oust him from office. President Joe Biden sent a swift endorsement of the speaker's plan. Final votes on the package are expected on Sunday. And that is a look at our world and national news headlines as we have heavy snow falling right now in downtown Crookston.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
Well, why are all the sports that are being played outdoors being canceled or postponed? Well, just look outside right now if you're in Crookston. We have heavy snow falling right now in downtown. Our temperature, that has been rising throughout, well, it went from 30 to 32 from 10 to 11, then up to 34 just before noon. Now we've dropped down to 32 with a northwest wind of 18. That creates a wind chill of 21. And when we say we have heavy snow, we're not lying. Visibility is down to 5 miles, which still isn't bad, but could be limited to a little lower than that with northwest winds of 18 miles an hour. Again, we have 32 degrees, a wind chill of 21 with snow falling right now in downtown Crookston. The forecast for this afternoon, scattered snow, showers, cloudy with a high near 40. It'll be a northwest winds around 25, gusting up to over 30, a 50% chance of precipitation continuing, and less than a half an inch of snow accumulation possible. Then for tonight, scattered snow showers before 10 p.m., cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 25. It'll be blustery with northwest winds of 15 to 20, gusting up to 30 and a 30% chance of precipitation. Now that is a look at the forecast for today and tonight. We'll take a full look at the weather as the snow continues to fall in downtown Crookston. And we'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the estate news. That is going to be coming up after this from our friends at Prue Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Riverview Health.
An energy-efficient Trane system from Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston is designed for maximum efficiency when matched Trane components are combined into a complete system. You get more warmth, cooling, and clean air from the energy you use. Air cleaners, humidifiers, and heat pumps, as well as digital thermostats, will return the cost of your investment. It's hard to stop a Trane. Call Prue Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, 281-1370.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview Health.
As we take a look at the state news, first we head to the Capitol. Minnesota House lawmakers are putting finishing touches on their tax package this afternoon, which got mostly positive reviews from stakeholders during public testimony on Thursday. It appears that Democrats will likely not put a constitutional amendment before voters this fall to increase the state sales tax 0.375% for housing programs. Republicans strongly criticized the plan. State Revenue Commissioner Paul Marquardt told the committee,
"Top priority in Governor Walz's Lieutenant Governor Flanagan's bill was kids and families. And the number one priority in this tax bill are kids and families."
And Lars Negstead with Isaiah said,
"The advanced child tax credit payments will strengthen an important anti-poverty policy by ensuring families have access to the money they need on a timely basis."
Beth Cadoon with the Minnesota Chamber of Commerce says a provision in the bill that would allow public release of some corporate tax returns violates a long-standing principle of taxpayer privacy.
"It is unclear what information could be released without Minnesota violating the federal law that prohibits states from releasing federal tax information, as Minnesota taxes are based on federal returns."
Now, Cadoon warns it would be yet another hit to Minnesota's negative business climate. St. Louis County Commissioner Paul McDonald says the bill brings much-needed property tax relief to the Iron Range through the Taconite Relief Area.
"We'll bring the levies down and help especially our senior citizens on the Iron Range as we get with the valuations and the higher costs for everything."
And stay tuned on that as they try to get that going today. The daughter of 5th District Congresswoman Ilhan Omar, Ezra Hirsi, was among over 100 protesters arrested for trespassing on Thursday during a pro-Palestinian demonstration at Columbia University in New York City. Hirsi is a student at neighboring Barnard College and posted earlier in the day that she was suspended for standing in solidarity with Palestinians facing genocide. Mayor Eric Adams says Columbia University requested NYPD to respond to the protest and intervene if necessary. Congresswoman Omar at congressional hearings Wednesday did not mention her daughter, but told Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq she was appalled that Columbia suspended 6 students for involvement in the pro-Palestinian event on campus earlier this month.
"The university brought in a team of private and former police investigators. These investigators harassed, intimidated Palestinian students at their homes."
Columbia President Shafiq responded,
"This was a very serious case. We had students who, on an online
If you could shorten your answer, that would be really appreciated.
Of course, who invited people who were inciting violence. And that is unacceptable. And so we needed to get to the bottom of it."
Earlier this month, Shafiq said the event featured speakers known to support terrorism and promote violence. In other state news headlines at this hour, U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar is among those applauding the EPA for issuing an emergency fuel waiver allowing the sales of E15 this summer. Retailers are prohibited from selling 15% ethanol fuel between June and mid-September. Minnesota's congressional delegation supported a bill allowing year-round sales of E15 in all 50 states. Minnesota and seven other Midwestern states can sell E15 year-round permanently in 2025. In other state news headlines, a woman who lent her vehicle to George Floyd on the fateful day that the Minneapolis police officer, while as we all know what happened on that fateful day, is getting some good news. Sylvia Jackson told KSTP-TV yesterday that her 2001 Mercedes SUV was being held as evidence in a criminal investigation. Later in the day, the Minnesota Attorney General's office announced that they would release the vehicle. And 35 new troopers will join the Minnesota State Patrol today. Some graduates are from a program that offers education and training to candidates without law enforcement experience. The grads will still have a few more weeks of training to complete their first solo patrols. Will be on July 24th. That's a look at our state news. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at our sports. That's going to be coming up right after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration, Heating and Appliance, and Riverview Health.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Community members are invited to Riverview Health Senior Life Solutions Program Open House on Wednesday, April 24th from noon to 2 p.m. at the Riverview Health Campus at 323 South Minnesota Street. Use door number 5 under the Senior Life Solutions sign. This program is designed to meet the needs of individuals typically 65 and older who are experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about the services they provide, attend the Senior Life Solutions Program Open House April 24th from noon to 2 p.m. For more information, call 218-281-9559. Now we take a look at the sports. First of all, from yesterday, as you heard here on KROX, it was the Northern Freeze beating the Crookston Pirates by a score of 13-6. And, the snow pretty much the entire game, and both teams were able to get through. They got the game in and give the girls credit for getting through that in seven innings. For the Pirates, they were led by Rylan Abel. She was 1-for-2 with an RBI, a run, and a stolen base. And Cassie Solheim was 1-for-3 with an RBI, a run, and 2 stolen bases. And the Pirates' Emily Bowman suffered the loss in the circle, going 6 innings. Did strike out 5, but there was 9 Pirate errors that were very costly in the loss. The Pirates 0-2 on the season. They were supposed to travel to BGMR on Saturday, Greenbush, but that tournament has been canceled. We'll tell you about that here in a bit. And the Minnesota Wild, their season came to an end with a 4-3 loss to Seattle last night. High school baseball, Crookston was supposed to take on Fauston. That has been postponed. Pirate boys tennis, they were supposed to be at the Fergus Falls Triangular. That was canceled. Boys golf, they did compete. It was a rough day for them. It was cold, but they had to golf at the Pines Golf Course at Grandview Lodge in Nisswa. And the Pirates finished 17th out of 21 teams playing that beautiful course. And it was won by Rosemount. They had a 3-0-2. This early in the season, Rosemount's firing a 3-0-2. They were 9 strokes better than Hill Murray. The top individual golfer, once again, was Garrett Fisher, the sophomore. Junior high boys and girls track, their meet at Minomonwabin was canceled. On the sports scene for today, Pirate Baseball, they were supposed to be at Glendon, taking on Dilworth Glendon Felton. That's been postponed to May 20th. And high school softball, the Pirates are supposed to host Ada Borup West. That has been postponed to May 17th. Pirate girls golf, they were supposed to host the Crookston Triangular. Minocqua is closed today and tomorrow due to the obvious weather. So that has been postponed to a later date as well. The one Pirate team that will be in action is the boys and girls track teams as they go to the East Grand Forks indoor meet. That'll be held indoors at the UND Fritz Pollard Athletic Center. That will get underway at 3 o'clock. And on KROX tonight, we're going to have Twins baseball. They open up a 3-game series with Detroit. Pre-game at 6:30, first pitch at 7 10. Also, UMC Men's Golf, they start day one of a three-day Northern Sun Conference Championship meet at Blue Spring, Missouri. On Saturday, we'll have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman Shanty starting at 9 a.m. Then we'll have Major League Baseball. The Twins take on Detroit, 12:30 the pregame, 1:10 the first pitch. The Timberwolves will be hosting Phoenix for game one of the best-of-seven first-round Western Conference matchup, and that starts at 2:30. In high school softball, the Pirates were supposed to be at the Badger Greenbush Middle River Tournament in Greenbush. That has been canceled. Boys tennis, Crookston's at the Hibbing Invitational at 9 a.m. And in college baseball, UMC has a big series. They take on Minnesota State Mankato for a doubleheader, 1:30. That gets underway tomorrow. And in softball, UMC is at Minot State for an 11 o'clock doubleheader. UMC men's golf, they're in day two of the NSIC championships. On Sunday, Twins baseball again as they host Detroit. Noon, the pregame, 1:10, the first pitch. UMC baseball, they wrap up their three-game series with Minnesota State Mankato at noon. And also on Sunday, UMC will have a doubleheader at the University of Mary starting at noon. And college men's golf, UMC wraps up the three-day Northern Sun Conference Championships. The NHL's Arizona Coyotes are moving to Utah. The league's Board of Governors approved the sale of the team to Utah Jazz owner Ryan Smith yesterday. The franchise will play in Salt Lake City starting next season. And also on the sports scene, that's really about it. We can tell you that the Twins, the pitching matchup for tonight is Joe Ryan. On Saturday, Bailey Ober. And on Sunday will be Louis Varland. So if you're a betting man, which never bet on sports, it's not a good thing. But if you are, I would say the Twins' best bet for a victory would be tonight with Joe Ryan, who's pitched very well, even though he's 0-1 this season. We'll take a break. We'll be back and take a look at the local news and the weather. That's going to be coming up after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Ellison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
Hugo's Family Marketplace is having a pick five for $24.99 meat sale. Mix or match. 1 1/4 pound of Hugo's Triple Fresh 80% Lean Ground Beef. 2 pound Whole Stone Farms Boneless Pork Sirloin Chops. 1 1/4 pound Boneless Skinless Chicken Breast. And 1 pound Hugo's Reserve USDA Choice Boneless Beef Stew Meat. 5 for $24.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
As we take a look at our local news, the Crookston Planning Commission, they met earlier this week at the City Hall Council Chambers and reviewed a rezoning and variance request from a local Crookston business. The business searching for the rezoning and variance request to add an additional commercial building was Chico's Transport, owned by Rosa, Laurel, and Robert Gutierrez, located at 442 Marin Avenue. Currently, the business does not have a sufficient storage space to place large trucks or to conduct oil changes, which causes problems in the cold winter months. Crookston building official Greg Hefta explains more on the request.
And then for the light maintenance, like changing oil, or that's infrequently done, that would be in a warmer surrounding rather than being on the front of the lot like they were previously doing.
And Chico's Transport proposed that they be rezoned to an industrial 2, that's light industrial zone, in lieu of a residential 2, which is a residential family housing zone. The specific zoning change has been done before to this property, Hefta explains.
Just to be clear, there was a previous owner last year that had authorized the switching from I-2 to R-2 based on another neighbor needing it for a residential house sale because of banking industry standards nowadays. But basically, since this was an impacted person that bought the property and that it had changed what they thought a commercially usable lot to a residential, they would not be able to do that addition without that change.
And the recommendation from the Planning Commission will be presented to the Crookston City Council during their meeting on Monday, April 22nd at City Hall. Improper use of a holiday light cord likely caused a house fire Friday, April 5th in Foston, according to the Minnesota Department of Public Safety State Fire Marshal Division's preliminary investigation. Foston Police Chief Jim Juby reminded residents that holiday light cords should be used for one purpose only, to plug in holiday lights, no other devices. He also urged people not to use extension cords in combination with power strips. And the home's occupant escaped uninjured from the single-family residence located in the 700 block of First Street East. Juby said the incident could have just as easily ended in tragedy. We're thankful it didn't. Crookston High School held a send-off for members of the FFA chapter and two members of the high school speech team on Thursday morning. The two state participants for speech are Shayla Azer and Zach Plant, coached by Brandon Neibauer Adams. The Minnesota State Speech Competition will take place on April 19th through the 20th at Shakopee High School. The FFA chapter included all their state-bound teams and individuals who qualified for state competition or the state convention. The FFA students that are heading to state are Ben Capistrand, Austin Thody, Dylan Thody, Ethan Bowe, Theodore Magra, Evan Trudeau, Matthew Owens, Connor Hansen, Brandon Wandry, Michael Bachow, Brandon Colburn, Wyatt Marcella, McCody Weber, Riker Arnold, Peter Wiersma, Cade Wisk, Riley Anderson, Jocelyn Johnson, Michaela Garcia, Isabel Paulin, Avery Matthews, Allison Wagner, Sylvia Christensen, Emily Smith, Jocelyn Wallace, Emily Bowman, Ezra Portillo, Priscilla Gonzalez, Liliana Bridgeford, and Neva Leahy, Bruce, Leah Parkin, Rylan Abel, Addison Schiller, Lana Peterson, Tessa Weber, Leah Johannik, Taylor Weiland, Caitlin Christensen, Hope Alexander, Grace Alexander, Malia Moore, and Haley McEndry, coached by Carolyn Pavlish. The Minnesota State FFA competition will take place April 21st through the 23rd on the University of Minnesota State Fairgrounds. It should be the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. To see pictures from the send-off, go to KROXAM.com. The United Way of Crookston is happy to announce the distribution of their 2024 grants. They were able to fully fund 18 applicants for a total of $107,745 for the local agencies. The United Way had money left over and was able to grant some wishes for its agencies as well. These included new wheelchairs and an upgraded kitchen fryer at the Benedictine Living Community, a rolling locking supply cart for a Patch Homework Assistance Program, extra funds for the New Hope Food Shelf, and the Care and Share of Crookston to fight hunger in the community, and more. Once again, the Crookston community has shown that they are generous supporters, and also many other programs that serve the entire Crookston area. Looking ahead for the 2025 grant cycle, the United Way is already at 95% of its fundraising goal, with just over $7,500 left to raise. The United Way of Crookston would like to thank the community for their generous giving. The Northwest Regional Corrections staff reported the arrest of Joshua David Sunseth, 34, of Hendrum, for domestic assault. And on the obituary desk today, we have Nancy Lane Anderson, 71, of Fertile, passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday, April 16th, at Riverview Hospital in Crookston, surrounded by her family. Nancy was born March 18, 1953, in Fargo, to Carl and Georgie Fuchs. Nancy lived in Felton with her family until the completion of fourth grade, when her family then moved to Lake Park. Nancy graduated from Lake Park High School in 1971, married Bob Anderson in 1978. Bob passed away in 2017. Nancy is survived by brothers Wally Horace of, or Wally, excuse me, of Horace, North Dakota, Lyle of Fertile, sisters Jenny of Fertile, and Ione of Montana, as well as many nieces and nephews. Nancy was preceded in death by her parents, her husband, and her godson, Brent Bloom. Celebration of life service for Nancy Anderson will be at 3 p.m. Monday, April 22nd, at Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. Visitation will be 1 hour. before the service at the funeral home. Interment will be at the North Dakota Veterans Cemetery in Mandan at a later date. Arrangements are with the Erickson Vic Ganji Funeral Home of Fertile. And we also want to remind you that the Finn and Fit Crookston, a committee of the Crookston Aquatic Boosters, is sponsoring a pool-a-thon fundraiser at the Crookston Community Pool on Saturday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Three-person teams may swim or walk. Registration fee is $300 per team of three or $100 per person. Registration forms are available at the Crookston City Park and Rec office, now located at the Crookston Sports Center, at the Crookston Community Pool, also available on the Finn and Fit Crookston's Facebook page. If you have any questions, you can call 701-787-1352. And what else do we have on our items here? I think that is about it. That Polk County Veterans Benefit Fair is going on today till 3 p.m. at the Crookston National Guard Armory as well. That is a look at our local news. Now taking a look at this wonderful world of weather. It is April in Minnesota. Not out of the ordinary by any means. We had a trace of snow a year ago on this date. We have snow continuing to fall. As we take a look at our present conditions, we have cloudy skies. Our temperature's at 32. We have a northwest wind of 18, gusting up to 25. That does create a wind chill of 21. Visibility is now under 2 miles. We're at 1 3/4 of a mile with this heavy, very large snow flakes falling right now in downtown Crookston, causing some limited visibility. And that's what we have right now for our conditions. Barometric pressure at 30.05 inches, and that is rising again. Cloudy, 32, snow continuing to fall, and we have a wind chill of 21. Taking a look at our almanac from yesterday, we had a high of 39 with some light flurries, a low of 34. The average high for today is 56, the average low 33, the year-ago high 45, year-ago low 34. Yesterday, we did have a trace of snow and 0.15 of an inch of rain with wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour. Today's record high, 84, set in 1985. The record low, 4, set in 1928. The sun rose at 6:30 this morning. The sun will set at 8:21 for 13 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. This morning's low was 28 degrees, and we've had snow continuing to fall right now in downtown Crookston. As we take a look at the forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area for this afternoon, scattered snow showers, cloudy, a high near 40. It'll be breezy, northwest winds around 25, gusting up over 30, and a 50% chance of precipitation continuing. Total daytime snow accumulation less than a half an inch possible. Then tonight, scattered snow showers before 10 p.m. It'll be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a low around 25. A 30% chance of precipitation, wind gusts up to 30 miles an hour, and new snow accumulation less than a half an inch possible. For Saturday, sunny, a high near 50, northwest winds around 15, gusting up to 20. Saturday night, clear, low around 30, west winds of 10 to 15, gusting up to 20. Sunday, it'll be sunny, a high near 60, northwest winds around 10 miles an hour. Sunday night, partly cloudy, a low around 35, west winds of 5 to 10. Monday, a 40% chance of rain after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy, a high near 60, wind gusts up to 20 miles an hour. Monday night, a 50% chance of rain, mostly cloudy, a low around 35 with wind gusts up to 20. Tuesday, a 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny, a high near 55, wind gusts up to 20. Wednesday, it'll be mostly sunny, a high near 60 with wind gusts up to 20. And Thursday, a 20% chance of rain, partly sunny, a high near 65, and wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. That is a look at the Noontime News on KROX. The Noontime News was brought to you today by Hugo's Family Marketplace, Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs, Riverview Health, Prue Refrigeration and Heating, and Grand Cities Monument, along with American Federal Bank. Listen again for the Noontime News on Monday.